We start this hour with breaking news, and Iran's defense ministry has confirmed that one of the country's top nuclear scientists has been assassinated.
The death of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh is already very much proving to be one of those stories in which people will see whatever confirmations of their own prejudices and suspicions they wish to. It might reasonably be argued that this description applies, in the online epoch in particular, to pretty much every story, but it is especially the case with stories set in the Middle East, and which may, or depending what one prefers to believe, may not, involve Israel. So it's best to start with what we know for certain. We know that Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was a renowned nuclear physicist, a senior engineer of Iran's nuclear program, and a brigadier general in Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. He is believed to have been the leader of what was known as Project Ahmad, the program Iran established in the late 1980s to explore the prospects of an Iranian nuclear weapon, and closed in 2003, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. We know that he was killed last Friday near Absad, a small town 70 kilometers east of Tehran, and that he was buried with full state honors on Sunday.
Allahumma inna hadha abduk wa ibnu abdik nazala bik wa anta khayru manzulin bih.
To the questions of precisely how he was killed and by whom, there is a bewildering smorgasbord of answers. While it seems clear enough that Fakhrizadeh was shot dead as the car in which he was travelling was the object of an ambush, there are conflicting reports of this assassination being conducted by a posse of live operators, some of whom may or may not have died at the scene, and or by some species of remote-controlled weapon.
All the enemies of Iran have to know that the Iranian nation and the country's officials are brave and intrepid enough to respond to this criminal action.
As to who might have done it, Iranian officialdom and Iranian media have been quick to blame either Israel or the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, a curious cultish Iranian rebel group which has been a persistent irritant to the Islamic Republic and who currently appear to be based between Iraq, France and Albania. There has also been an amount of copy-pasted umbrage directed at the United States, or as President Hassan Rouhani of Iran prefers to address it, the global arrogance. On record, Israeli sources have feigned bafflement, though the New York Times has quoted an unnamed senior Israeli official as suggesting that the world should thank Israel for Fakhrizadeh's demise. The Mujahideen-e-Khalq have been reticent as of this broadcast. Iran has yet to present any concrete evidence of their assertions, and if and when they do, it will likely be impossible for any independent observers to verify them. And Iran does reflexively blame Israel for pretty much anything. It is only a couple of years since a former head of Iran's military, Major General Hassan Firouzabadi, accused Mossad of running a network of spy lizards. But it's not like there isn't something of a circumstantial case to answer. This year, several sites in Iran, which might or might not have been related to Iran's nuclear program, were struck by explosions, which did not appear coincidental. And at least four other Iranian nuclear scientists have met violent ends since 2010, two killed by car bombs, one by a motorcycle bomb, one shot dead. In most instances, Iran blamed Israel and Israel denied involvement, while also making it as clear as it could that it regarded even the faintest prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran as intolerable, almost as if inviting Tehran to take the hint. And it is at least arguable that Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's card was marked in 2018, when Israeli intelligence heisted from a warehouse in Tehran thousands of files pertaining to Iran's nuclear program. When Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced this feat, he mentioned Fakhrizadeh by name.
A key part of the plan was to form new organizations to continue the work. This is how Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, head of Project Ahmad, put it. Remember that name, Fakhrizadeh.
So along with the questions of who and how, there is another. why? In particular, why now? Whoever killed Mohsen Fakhrizadeh will have known that Iran would feel obliged to retaliate, or at least threaten to retaliate, and that this would make any kind of diplomacy with Tehran difficult. Whoever killed Mohsen Fakhrizadeh will also have understood that a window to such engagement might have been about to open.
This savage assassination shows that our enemies are experiencing anxious weeks. They are feeling that the era of their pressures is fading away, and the world's circumstances are changing.
With the swearing in of a new American president who has sounded keen on returning the US to the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, out of which the current president flounced. Of the possible consequences of Fakhrizadeh's death, two seem reasonably certain. One, that Iran's nuclear ambitions, whatever they may actually be, will have been hindered at least somewhat. Two, that compromise with Iran will be less likely. Someone, somewhere, will be considering this a win-win. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.